Well, if you remember that far back, during President Barack Obama's second term, Republican leaders in the Congress made a big show of opposing the Obama administration's refugee policy. Obama wanted to settle tens of thousands of refugees who had fled Syria's civil war in the United States. And at the time, 25 Republican governors demanded the right to keep them out. Now, the left accused them of racism, of course, but there were good reasons to take the position they did. For example, properly vetting refugees is really hard. Often it's impossible. Some of the refugees, they pointed out, might not even be Syrian. That was true for sure in Europe with the refugees. Some of them might be Islamic extremists. But terrorism was not the only worry they had. America's middle class is in decline. We already have more than 20 million illegal immigrants living here. The last thing many struggling communities need is more low-skilled migrants who may be great people, but need a lot. Stress the schools and the social programs while not fully integrating. That's just true. And anyone who lives in a community where it's happened will tell you that it's true. As with illegal immigration, the long-term agenda of refugee resettlement is to bring in future Democratic voters, obviously. So before she became the most anti-American member of Congress, Ilhan Omar was a refugee. So at the time, the Republican governors got their wish, and President Trump won the 2016 election. In 2019, he issued an executive order allowing cities and states to opt out of refugee resettlement. That's the last time we checked in on this story. Here's the amazing part. For some reason, no Republican governors are taking advantage of that. Instead, you probably didn't read this in the New York Times, but 18 Republican governors have explicitly requested that more refugees be sent to their states. Have their voters demanded this? No. So what's going on here? Ned Ryan is the founder of America Majority and author of Restoring Our Republic. He joins us tonight. So, Ned, I don't think there's any evidence that Republican voters in the states have been begging their Republican governors to move more refugees in. So why are these governors literally asking the federal government to do this?
This is unreal, Tucker. I mean, again, you pointed out that Trump gave him a strong backstop back in September and said, you can opt out of this with his executive order. And now you have these 18 Republican governors saying, no, we want more. And they're saying, well, we're following our hearts. This is, you know, Christian charity in action. I got to say this, Tucker, as a active, devout, evangelical Christian, refugee resettlement has nothing to do with Christianity and has everything to do with the immoral behavior of these governors. And quite frankly, a perverse incentive for these government-funded charities that are acting as refugee contractors, grifting off the American taxpayer. Michelle Malkin's written about some of this. But the U.S. State Department is paying these refugee contractors over $2,100 per refugee, of which they get to keep 45%. And then they're doing this campaign on these governors saying you have to put your Christian charity into action. And in an act of cowardice, most of these governors from red states are giving into this. First of all,
I don't understand how this works. Well, so people who hate Christianity are demanding that in the name of Christianity, Christian governors admit refugees, but the governors aren't actually housing any of the refugees in their own homes or paying any of their own money. So how is it Christian virtue to take other people's money by force and give it away?
It's fraudulent.
I don't remember that part of the gospel.
I don't either. And Christianity to me is obviously living and preaching the gospel of Christ and living a moral life. I find this deeply immoral. And I can assure you they're not preaching the gospel of Christ. It's fraudulent behavior, Tucker, using taxpayer dollars to actually fund this. But the amazing part to me is the immoral behavior of these governors. They have one moral imperative. Their moral imperative is to advance the interests of the citizens of their state. To do otherwise is to be immoral. We have entrusted them with political power and our monies to promote our interests, not the interests of non-citizens. I have to tell you, Tucker, this is idiotic on so many different levels, but this is how red states become blue and how America ceases to be America. You can't continue this behavior. At some point, there are consequences. These are red state Republican governors doing this, and Trump is doing all the right things, and they're abandoning him on this.
Yes. I really wish we had run their names on the screen. I'm sorry we didn't. I hope you'll come back. I think we should keep
hitting
this topic because it's important. Ned Ryan, great to see you. Thank you.